Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Yes, you're now once again tuned into Are You, it's personal, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But on tonight, we have none other than Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, again, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. He will be doing part two of Didn't You Get the Memo? As we all know, that was on the line when he did part one. As I always used to say with my late pastor, minister, while I was a minister of music, for 19 years, he would bring the word, and it would be hot. I would tell him, but he would always say, there's a lot of meat on that bone. So there's a lot of meat on this bone for this message on tonight. So that's why we are so grateful that Pastor Norman King is going to be doing part two of Didn't You Get the Memo on tonight. So you're going to most definitely need your Bibles, your pens and paper. Follow along as we go through God's word on tonight together. And always open up with prayer. And, you know, for such a time that we are living in on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, if you would please keep the families of all those 19 young children that was killed in Texas on last week, and the two school teachers. And if you remember the news, or if you heard the news, one of the teachers that had lost her life in that mass shooting last week, her husband, he died of a broken heart. He had a massive heart attack the day after it happened. So he has made his transition as well. So we want to keep all those families and all families that have lost loved ones for whatever reason all over the land, we want to keep them all lifted up in prayer. And while we're talking about prayer, I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please lift up Prophetess Sherry Walker Shy and her son, She was supposed to be my guest on this past Thursday night, but I had to fill in for her because she had to rush her son to the hospital. And come to find out, I texted her the next morning, yesterday morning, to find out how he was doing. And she said he is suffering with a bone infection, which I had never heard of, a bone infection. But we want to continue to lift her and her son up in prayer that he will be healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus. And also we want to lift up Overseer Joseph E. Jackson. He comes forth over this worldwide platform out of Washington, D.C. every Thursday night. His niece went to Mexico and came back not knowing that she had the COVID virus, and his blood pressure was up. So he don't know if he had the virus or not, but so he did test himself once. He did not have the virus, but his niece has the virus. But we wanted to lift him up in prayer with his high blood pressure and hopefully that he don't have the virus after he continued to test himself. So we all are standing in the need of prayer for this or that. So that's why the word of God said, the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So that's why we're going to touch and agree on tonight that God would continue to touch and heal and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted all over the land and continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we, your children, here we are once again coming on one accord, touching and agreeing and knowing and realizing that you are God all by yourself. You are the Most High God. You are the one who cannot lie, fail, nor change. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are who you are. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. And, oh God, we know that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. Heavenly Father, we come asking in the name of Jesus that you will continue to forgive each one of us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family and every saved believer all over the land, all listeners that faithfully dials in and listens into this worldwide ministry platform, even those that are listening in by way of social media platforms all over the land. We lift each one of our sisters and brothers up in Christ Jesus, asking that you forgive us all of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy, Heavenly Father, even your sufficient grace toward us that you extend to us that we know that we don't deserve, and we know that we're not worthy of them. But we thank you for them in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you would now move by your spirit through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, as he get ready to deliver part two of his message on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to help him to decrease so that you may increase in him, and not only him, but all of your faithful servants and doers of your word. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you will get the glory out of our lives. We pray now, Lord, and lift up all those that may be listening that do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, who have not confessed him with their own mouth and ask him to come into their hearts and save them and come into their hearts and be the one who can have a true full reign in their lives. And they can come to know who you are and have fellowship with you and your son, Jesus Christ, and they will come to know their own God purpose and fulfill it in the earth. In the name of Jesus, we lift them up to you right now because you know who they are as well, and you know what they stand in need of. So now, Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do through this worldwide platform on tonight. We pray now, Lord, and ask that you will continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide ministry platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We thank you that you are in total control of it. We know that it is marvelous in our eyes, and we just give you the glory, honor, and praise for it. We thank you for this worldwide ministry platform and that we have been vessels being used by you to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come to the fold, and that the body of Christ is being built up and strengthened and edified through your word, through this worldwide ministry platform. So for this, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Have your way, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another scripture food for thought. And it comes to us saying on tonight, always encourage one another in God's word and love. Once again, tonight's scripture food for thought. We are sisters and brothers in Christ. We should always encourage one another in God's word and in love. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. I can be reached at my email, which is all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music that's played on this worldwide ministry platform. So what we're waiting on, I just spoke to Pastor Norman King. He is still working, but he will be dialing in very shortly to deliver the word on tonight, part two of his message titled, Didn't You Get the Memo? Pastor Norman King is going to be delivering part two. I'm so anxious to hear what he's going to say. He's just dialed in. I see he just dialed in. So we are ready to receive him. Before he brings the word of God, he's going to play for us a musical selection. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to open up the phone line for him so I can have him go ahead and play his song first before he deliver God's word. And after he has delivered the word, part two of his message on tonight, again, I hope you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so you can follow along. But after he has concluded with the message on tonight, as I normally do lately, I will open up the phone lines for anyone that may have a question for him pertaining to tonight's message. Or if you feel like you want to give him words of encouragement, you would have an opportunity to do so after he has completed the message on tonight. So right now, we are ready to receive Pastor Norman King. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you. Pastor King? Pastor King? Hello?
I think he's just going in. Hold on just 1 second. Hold on. The enemy, the devil is alive.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Yes, we can. Okay, go ahead. Yes, I yield the mic to you.
All right. Okay, all right, thank you. Okay, God bless you. I so appreciate it, my cousin. To God be the glory. And this opportunity that he gives is precious to me. I'm very passionate about it. And tonight I have to be inside my pickup truck. You know, the Bible said, be ye also ready. No matter where you're at. Come on, somebody. Huh? It don't matter. Where you're at, you know, you got to be fit for the kingdom. Amen. So I'm in my pickup truck, you know, bringing this word. Amen. Because God's word. Amen. So we thank God for another opportunity. Amen. So I'm going to start with the song. And after the song plays, I'll come back after the song.
I love this.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are so humbly grateful for your presence. We thank you from whom all blessings flow. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory tonight as you allow me to be your person that you work through tonight. I pray that there's someone under the sound of my voice that will recognize that it's not me, but it's you speaking through me, that they may receive that which you will have for them to receive on this day. We give you all praise, honor, and glory. These facts in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor King,
yes.
before you bring the word, the song that you just played, could you give us a little synopsis of what she was really saying? Because we know that you are working and you're still in your truck. So that was a little interference. So I'm sure that a lot of the listeners didn't really get all the words that she was saying to the song. That's not your fault.
She starts off with saying, we need a move. And then she ends up saying, this is a move. It's like the condition of the world right now. We need a move. Okay, we can say we need a move, right? And I'm a military man, so we two-part command, preparatory command before the command of execution, right? So the preparatory command is that we need a move. But Jesus had already came. Come on, somebody, huh? So, in other words, once we grow and mature in him, we realize, okay, we need, but what we need, we already got. Come on, we just not recognizing it. Amen? We're not recognizing it. So that's why we have a scripture that says that greater is he who is in you. Come on.
That's right.
Not he of the world. There's a lot of songs we sing. A lot of things we say with our mouth is as if Jesus has not come. Come on now. So in other words, once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, come on, the Holy Spirit is in you. You got to call rain from heaven and call all these things because the power is inside you, which is called the Holy Ghost. The song is a long song. I like how she started off, but she finished. Let you know this is the move. This is the move.
Yeah.
Amen. We need it. We need it. We need it. It's kind of like the song that says, take me to the king. Well, that song is for a person who don't know how to get there.
Yeah.
You got Jesus. Come on, somebody. Then you'll need somebody to take you to the king. Come on, amen. So, that song is said, okay, we need a move. And see, right now what we need, and I'm going to talk about it tonight because there's two churches I want to, exemplify that ties in with this message because, I've been teaching Revelation, the seven churches. I'm on my seventh church starting tomorrow. Been there before, but each time you learn more and God uses you to speak in depth about more. And we're going to talk about two different churches that kind of tie in with the song and the message that we did last time and as we will finish it out tonight, amen. Because we are waiting, as I go to the reference scriptures for this message, okay, Acts, the first chapter, verses 10 and 11, where it says, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. So the prophecy spoken about Jesus' return was given by two messengers or angels in white apparel. Amen. And they was astonished that they were looking, and a lot of us are still looking now. Instead of doing, there's nothing wrong with looking. It's like when I played football, amen, they made sure we kept our feet moving. You hitting that rack, but your feet still moving, see? And in doing kingdom work, you got to be steadfast and looking, amen, always abounding in the work of the Lord, but you got to keep it moving, amen? And what's happening now, amen, is just fulfillment of what's already been prophesied. All these killings and murders and all this stuff in the world, because each generation has got what? Sulfur and sulfur and sulfur. We know it's the truth, amen? And then when you stop teaching people, you stop teaching your children, amen? And then you get, and I'm going to use, as I always like exemplify, two generations. If you get two generations that know not Jesus, come on somebody, then you got what you got happening in the world today, amen? So here they were standing, gazing, looking. They wasn't doing, they wasn't moving, they were looking. And a lot of us Christians, come on now, are gazing today. We are standing and we're standing and we're standing and we ain't doing. And you know, see, cuz, look here. Look, I gotta go here now. Amen. So listen. In dealing with this tonight, I want us to look at, you know, and it's still tied up, it's tied in with this message. Amen. And I want to use these two churches tonight. Amen. Because, yes, we need to move. We need a move, and we need to move. We need to up and move. I'm saying we need to get up and move. Amen. We need to get up and move instead of standing still. Amen. Amen. Greater is he who's in you than he of the world. Now, even as Harvey Watson say in the song, that his steps got a little short, and he can't move like he used to. Well, you can do something. Amen. By the grace of God. I say by the grace of God, God is still working you with you. Amen. He's still working. Look, and he wants to work what? Through you. Amen. And we got these churches. Amen. See, I'm gonna talk briefly about two churches tonight. In Revelation, the first church, and I'm not going to go in detail, but I'm going to hit the high points that's going to bring out what I want to say. In Revelation, the second chapter, verse 1, unto the angel of the church in Ephesus write, these things said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Look what Jesus said. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not. Come on now. You got some falsifiers back then, and you still got them perpetrating. Amen?
Right,
so he says, and have found them liars. So they recognize. See, we can't let people just come into our sanctuary, and not just the building, even within your body. Because we are holy, amen. We are temple. We have holy temples, amen. Don't let people come into your God space, trying to take over, amen. You got to nip in the bud, amen. Let them know. And it says here that try them which say they are apostles and are not, and found them liars. That's verse 2. Verse 3 says, and has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. So here he was commending them for all these things. People coming to your God space, and you recognize they are false, and you call them out. So they've been commended for this. Amen. Now, here come the complaint. In verse 4, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. All that good you're doing, he's commending them. He said, but see, that's good. But you lost the first love. Amen. This is the church in Ephesus. He says that in verse 5. Now he's giving them the counsel now. The complaint was in verse 4. Counsel is in verse 5. He says, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen and repent. You know what you ain't doing right. That's what he's saying. He's saying, just repent. Don't beat yourself up. Don't act like it ain't happening, because it is. Huh? You know what? The older I get, the more I recognize that folks do what they want to do and don't do what they don't want to do. Amen.
That's right.
They won't go to church because they blame the pandemic, but they go to Walmart. And they
yes,
won't blame. I just use that as an example. Amen. Amen.
That's
so,
true.
So
that's
in other
true.
Words, the counselor says, remember, therefore, see, he's getting them see, his grace and mercy is still at work, y'all. He's, in verse 5, remember, therefore, from which thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. In other words, get back to where you once were. He goes
that's
on
right.
and says, or else, here we go, y'all, I will come unto thee, what? Quickly. Now, I don't know about y'all mama. I know my sister on the line, so she raised up in the same house I was raised up in. My mom used to say, I'm going to pay you for old.
Yes, right.
Pay you for new, huh?
That's right. That's
so sometimes
mama.
She gets to get by.
That's right.
But she ain't forgot now, huh?
That's right, though.
She hoping you get it right, huh? Don't keep them there. All right, now. And when they say all right, all right. So why am I saying that? Because I'm making it plain according to the word of God. Because, see, this is what Jesus
that's
said right.
right
here. He said, repent and do the first works. He said you lost the first love. So he said, ask for forgiveness. Repent. Turn 180 degrees from where you are and get back in line with me, he said. He said, or else, I'm still in verse 5, or else I will come unto thee what? Quickly.
Quickly. Mm-hmm.
Quickly. And will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. So I'm letting you know. And another thing, Mom, you say, is not that she can take care of business as far as discipline you, but let her tell you, wait till your daddy get home. Ooh, boy. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time, daddy used to drive a truck back then, right? I remember I was in there asleep, and it's like I felt a breeze. That doggone sheep got snatched off, and I felt the breeze from the sheep. And like the same time I felt the breeze, I felt the belt. Huh? I said, man, I got to do something different. I can't keep going for this here. So what the Lord is saying to you tonight? He's saying, you know what you're doing. You know what you're not doing. Quit gazing. Quit standing. Quit making complaints, saying what you can't do, because greater is he who is in you than he is of the world. Now, God knows, because he's God. He knows everything. He knows you can't do what you used to do, but you can do something. Amen?
Amen.
You can do something. Give God the opportunity. Amen? So we see this church right here was commended on several things. God is commending you on several things. But there also was a complaint. And all the good things they did, he commended them. Let me reemphasize, amen. Jesus commanded them on their works and their labor. He commended them on their steadfastness. He commended them for not tolerating evil people. All those good points, y'all. He commended them for testing and rejecting false apostles. Amen. He commended them for preserving and not growing weary. But you see, we got to serve God 100%, y'all. Yes, I know we make mistakes, but if you make mistakes, repent and move on. Don't wallow in it, because the complaint came to him. Amen. And then the warning came after that. Amen. So what I'm saying tonight, now I'm going to cause a shift. Now that church right there, was a Orthodox church. What that means is that church was doctrinally correct. You got some churches like that. Oh, man, they is doctrinally correct. They cross their T's and dot their I's. But this church, the same church, was without love. Amen? And that's why he began to deal with them on that. But now let me shift over here to another church. I want to use this other church as an example. Amen? Because the Lord used it as an example. Otherwise, he wouldn't have had it in his word. Amen?
Yeah, that's right.
And this church here is seven churches. Amen. And he gave us an example of these seven to show you in the world all the churches that's represented within these seven churches. Amen? Now, this church in Philadelphia, this church was called the church that is faithful and alive. Amen. Church here, he had no complaints against. Amen. So I want to say that in order for us to be pleasing in God's sight, we got to follow God's command. Follow God's instructions. Obedience is better than what? Sacrifice.
That's
amen.
Right.
I'm going to say it again. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So what? We got to follow God's command. Follow God's instructions. Amen. So what we have here, look, y'all walk with me. I'm going to teach tonight, amen. Walk with me. Over here in Revelation 3:7, it says, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things said he that is holy. You know what, Jesus? He that is true. He that has the key of David, he that opened and no man shut it, and shut it and no man open. Now look what it says here, y'all. He's commended again. He's commended this church like he commended the church in Ephesus. In verse 8, he says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee open door. Come on, somebody. And no man can shut it. A open door that no man can shut. You know why nobody can't shut it? Because they are obeying God's command. If you obey God's command, can't nobody shut what God opened. Come on, somebody. I know somebody just got delivered right there. Somebody just got delivered and set free right then. Understand that if God opened a door for you, no man can shut it as long as you stay obedient to God. But the minute you compromise, Eve in the garden, she entertained what the serpent was saying. And that's when she messed up. Amen. She started off good. Some of us start off good, like the church of Ephesus. They was doctrinally correct. They did all those things. They was committed on it, but they lost their first love. See, we got to be persistent, and we got to be consistent. Amen. Be persistent. Press, and be consistent. Don't be like a flip switch. Amen. Now, let's go back to Philadelphia. Philadelphia. Look what it says, y'all. Verse 8, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can what? Shut it. For thou, now look here. For thou hast a little strength. I'm going to make a point there, y'all. But and thou have a little strength and has kept my word and has not denied my name. You know what? Christ's word. Amen? They did not deny his word. It says what? They had a what? It's in the Bible. King James said they had a little strength. And and has kept my word. Amen. And has not denied my name. So here he was commending them. Amen. Because they had little strength. See, some of us say, well, you know, my steps got a little short and I can't run no more. I can't run either. Huh? But I'm going to do something. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
I was in the hospital with COVID on the oxygen thing. Amen. But then they told me, they said, Mr. King, sir, do something. If you get tired, sit down. And I'm saying that to make a point. Kingdom people, you can't do like you used to, but do something. Amen. You still fit for the kingdom. Why? Because God know who you are. God know where you're at. God know what you can do better than you know. But give
that's
God
right.
something to work with. Amen. Look
yeah,
here. Let me go back to the word. I'm going back to the word, y'all. Let's see. Let me see where I'm at. Okay. All right. Verse 9. I'm going to pick up verse 9. It says, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet. See, why you worry about them folks messing with you? The Lord will put them down at your foot. Huh? Don't worry about it. See, look. Quit being vindictive. The Bible, Jesus said, vengeance is mine, I'll share with peace, says the Lord. Amen? So what he's saying,
there's
some people who say they're Jews, and see, this is some good stuff, y'all. I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. Huh? That's what he's saying, y'all. Which say they Jews and are not. See, there are ethnically Jews by descent, amen, and there's also in the spiritual Jews, because what? A Jew, according to God, is one who obeyed God's word. Come on now. Come on.
That's right.
If you obey God's word, come on. See, that's look here. That's why it says, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are, that's the word now, which say they are Jews, and what, are not. Could you imagine saying
that's
to somebody,
right.
Say, man, you ain't, now I'm a black man. What's somebody say, you ain't black? What you mean ain't black? Been black all my life. What you mean ain't black?
They didn't get the memo.
See,
they didn't get the memo.
They didn't get the memo. Amen. Amen. He said, I will make them to come and worship you before thy feet. This is to lift somebody up, y'all. Let you know what God would do for you. Look, matter of fact, let me slow down for a minute. I'm talking fast like Maggie May now. Huh? See, it's already a done deal. It's already
right.
A done deal. See, it's in the spirit. See, it's always a revelation before a manifestation. So God always shows you the revelation of a thing before he manifests it in front of you. So no matter what somebody say to you, no matter what's going on, you got to see it what in the spirit.
Amen.
It's already done. That's why Tasha Cobb's song, she said, we need a move, and she shifted to, all right, this is a move. Amen. Not that you need it. You already got it. So why are you calling for something you already got? Well, it comes from not knowing. That's why Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, that a workman need not be ashamed. Why? He's able to rightly divide the word of truth. So study to show yourself approved. Amen. And if you have fallen, if you have went left, and you hear this word tonight, remember he gave them time to repent. He's giving you time to repent tonight. Don't beat yourself up, because we have a God, we have a Lord who's Jesus Christ, who is open arms there to forgive you. Revelation 3:20 says, I stand at the door and I'm knocking. Let me in. I want to come in and sup with you and you with me. Amen? Now look what it says over here. Let me go back. Verse 10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. And some of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. See, don't worry, don't be thinking about what you ain't doing right or what you can't do. Put it, look, what's that? 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Because if obey God, look what he said he'd do. I'm reading verse 10 again. Revelation is what, 3:10 says, because thou, talking about you and me, amen. That's not, see, put yourself in there. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee, keep you, from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Amen. So in other words, from the hour of trial and a period of great tribulation coming upon the earth. And we are in that, experiencing that right now. Look at verse 11. Behold, I come quickly. Here we go, y'all. Behold, this is the counsel. You always can give you a counsel. Amen. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast thou hast, that no man take your crown. Man didn't give it to you. Don't let man take it away.
I know
he
that's
right. I come quickly. Don't y'all see it? If you follow me tonight in your Bible, look at that verse 11. I'm reading straight from the Bible now. These are not my words. These not your words. These are God's words. Amen. He said, behold, I come quickly. Amen. Hold that fast, which thou what? Had. See, he's saying you got it. And you already got it. Why are you acting like you ain't got it? You got it. Greater is he who is in you than he that's of the world. See, the memo, see, they act like they didn't get it way back in Acts, verse 10, 11. But even in this illustration here, I gave you Ephesus church. They were talking about Philadelphia church. Amen. So he didn't have nothing. to counsel them. I mean, not counsel, nothing to complain about this church, because why? This church right here, they follow God's command. God is saying to you tonight, if you've not been following his command, this is the opportunity for you to repent tonight and get back right with God. Amen? Remember, in this, you know, a lot of times, well, I ain't going to go there tonight. Amen. I'm going to say this, James. I was raised up like this right here, and a lot of them old saints are going on. But I remember they at the end of the service, they say, don't let this moment pass you by, huh? Remember that one, James?
Okay.
Huh? Don't let this moment pass you by. Jesus is waiting with arm open wide, huh? So I'm saying tonight,
yes,
don't let this moment pass you by. If this word that's come has brought conviction upon you, then repent. Ask the Lord for forgiveness tonight. Don't let this moment pass you by. Amen. I'm speaking a word to lift you up. I'm speaking a word to encourage you. I'm not speaking down. I'm assuring you what the Lord said. And these two illustrations, we go back to our part two of don't, in other words, get the memo. Don't forget the memo. Don't miss the memo. Amen. And the same thing tonight. Ephesus lost the first love. They crossed the T's and dot the I's. And a lot of churches like that, y'all. A lot of churches are doing a lot of things right. It's not that you're being judgmental. The Word of God judges everything itself. Amen. But he's saying don't lose your first love. And a lot of people have lost their first love because of this pandemic thing that's going on right now. Amen. You know, and you know, purposely or because of, in my case, I was hospitalized for a little while. Amen. I'm saying, you know, if get back on track. Amen. If God spared you still here, amen, get back on track. Amen. Other words, don't let this moment pass you by. Amen. And that's what he's saying here tonight.
Amen.
Because he gave you a promise. What's the promise, Pastor King? The promise is in verse 12. Revelation 3 and 12. It says, him that overcometh will I make a pillow in the temple of my God. Ain't that something, James? Huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's speaking to us, y'all. And this is the promise. The promise to the overcomer. He said, we will be made a permanent part of God's house. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Him that overcome will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go, what, no more out, and mm-hmm. I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is the new Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name.
Mm-hmm.
And then the closeout verse in 13 make it personal. Amen. He said, he, which means she as well, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. If you want to get the memo, and you already accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, first of all, you can't without that, amen. But it's for some reason that your walk is being left instead of right. Don't let this moment pass you by tonight. Repent.
Amen.
Repent and get back on track. Don't let this moment pass you by. The Lord is waiting on you. Amen. And we got verse, I'm going to go ahead and read Revelation 3:20. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Well, Cousin James, I'm going to finish right there because that's enough been said already. Amen. I hope that this word has been a blessing to somebody. And I ask, let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and to you, I give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor. Thank you for using me to speak your word, Holy Spirit, to your people. And these things we ask in your name and pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Well, for those of you that walked away from your first love, don't you know what the memo said? Did you get the memo on tonight? Did you get the word? In other words, are you in God's word so you can read what thus says the Lord for yourself?
That's why I always ask the listeners to get your Bible, and so you can follow along as the Word of God is being taught and ministered to the people of God, the saints of God, over this mobile platform, so you can read it for yourself, what thus said the Lord, so that you would know that whoever is delivering the Word is not making it up. It's coming straight from God out of His Word. So we thank you, Pastor Norman King, for being faithful. We know that you were still working, but you still took the time out to come forth and deliver this word of part two of the message titled, Didn't You Get the Memo? So we thank you for that. And right now, we have the phone lines are open right now as we speak. The lines are open. Is there anyone on the line right now that would like to, that may have a question for Pastor Norman King, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you have an opportunity to do so right now. Anyone.
Amen. This is Deacon Cox. That was a wonderful message, Pastor King. And you were a perfect example of that memo. And every preacher or messenger lived the word before they even preached the word. Like the part where you said that, okay, first of all, the word says, woe unto them that knoweth and doeth not, they shall be whipped with a many a stripe. And when you gave us the illustration about how your mother, you know, had to take care of business, where she healed you up when you were torn down and strengthened you when you were weak, you got the memo a long time ago. As I say, the messenger always bring forth the message because he don't live the message. And one more other thing, there's a wonderful message. It was even a memo that was written for Satan. And that's when he tried to tempt the Lord in the wilderness, and the Lord gave him a memo to say, it is written, and thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. So I thank you for that message. So, you know, everybody done got one of those friendly reminders. So I thank you, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thomas, I'm going to say this real quick while I have Pastor Norman King on the line, and his sister Mary Ann is still on the line, too. We thank God for Pastor Norman King. We thank God for your mother, my aunt Maggie Mae, and my mother. They're both going to be with the Lord now, but they had the same kind of tender spirit, but they know how to put that belt on you. See, the belt meter talking to me. We couldn't hear her. She let the belt meter talk.
Hey, you got the memo there, didn't you?
You sure did. You sure did. Fly right. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Anyone else? Anyone else that's on the line have a word of encouragement for Pastor Norman King, or do you have a question for,
that was,
pertaining to tonight?
That was a nice. That was a nice sermon tonight, my brother. I appreciate that. And you was right. Like our mama said, I'm going to get you for old and new.
That's right. That's right. My mama wishes you all. Auntie Patsy, she would tell us the same thing with all nine of her kids. She didn't just say this to one of them. She said it all to all nine of us. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor King.
Thank you, Pastor Norman King.
Yes, Pastor King, I want to thank you for that word because it has been bothering me why so many people have not gone back to church. Now, they'll listen to it on the radio, on the TV, on the Facebook, and on their iPad and cell phone. But now I understand why, because you told us tonight is because they have lost their love. They've lost the love for the word and for the love of Christ, why they won't come back to church. Because they go everywhere else. They go to the drugstore, the market. They go get their hair done. They go to everywhere
right.
else, but they're not coming back to church.
That's right. Make it plain. That's right.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for your voice of encouragement.
But you hit the
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sister Gwen, but you really brought that out in the words, Pastor King. Again, you confirmed it again, Sister Gwen, about how some people in the body of Christ, they're going to work. Every now and then, some people are going back to the work, in the workforce, they're going back to work. They're doing that. They're going to the malls. They're going to the movies. They're going everywhere else they want to go, but to the house of the Lord.
So the phone lines are still open for anyone else that may have a word of encouragement for Pastor Norman King, or do you have a question for him? The phone lines are still open. Well, on tonight, Pastor Norman King, once again, we know that the Lord's word has not gone out void. We thank God for every listener that has dialed in, and we thank God for every listener that have spoken and given you words of encouragement on tonight and have received this word. We thank God that his word would never go out void. It's always going to accomplish what God set out for it to do, because he already knows who's going to be listening, and he knows what we all stand in need of. And he said that his word, that's what we got to remember, his word. I like what Deacon Robin Cox said, how he reminded the enemy, Satan, when he tried to tell him Jesus what to do. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, he reminded the enemy, it's already written. It's been written and it's remembered. You got to remember his word. So didn't you get the memo, part two on tonight? We thank God for you, Pastor Norman King. So we get ready to close out in prayer. Once again, I'm asking our listeners, if you would continue to keep the people of Texas in your prayers, all those families that have lost their little babies in the school in the mass shooting on last week, and the two teachers that lost their lives trying to protect their children. And that's what we stated, and we heard on the news that one of the teachers that lost her life, her husband was so heartbroken that he had a massive heart attack the day after it. And so we want to continue to lift up all those families. We want to continue to lift up Prophetess Sherry Walker-Shine, who was supposed to be my guest this past Thursday night. She had to rush her son to the hospital. She has a bone infection. We want to continue to lift her up and her son in prayer, as well as Overseer Jackson out of Washington, D.C. We want to continue to lift him up in prayer. His niece went to Mexico and came back with the virus, and he's been having problems with his high blood. So we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. And all those that are sick and afflicted, that we may not even know who they are, but we thank God that he knows who they are. He knows where they are. He knows what they're going through. And we want to continue to lift up all the sick and afflicted all over the land. And all those that are bereaved, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we once again come thanking you for who and all that you are. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you are a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. So now, Lord, we come asking that you once again continue to comfort and strengthen all of those people that are bereaved on tonight all over the land. We pray, Lord, and lift them up to you. Those that have lost loved ones for whatever reason, continue to comfort and strengthen them even during that hour of bereavement. They will be able to continue to look into the hills, even though they are weak in their spirits and flesh because of the loss of loved ones. We pray, Lord, that you will be able to give them the strength to continue to look unto the hills from which cometh their help. And they will realize that all the help comes from you. Continue to let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even while they are going through the hour of bereavement. Comfort and strengthen those families, Heavenly Father, each family that have lost a loved one in the mass shootings all over the America, Heavenly Father. We lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land through our friends and loved ones on Facebook and other social media outlets that are reaching out for prayer because of sickness in their minds, spirits, and bodies, or even in our own families. I lift up my brother-in-law, Marshall Curtis, who's dealt with his situation with the gout, Heavenly Father. Strengthen and heal his body, Heavenly Father. Draw him back to you, that he would be healed in the name of Jesus. And that once you heal him, he will be able to come back to you and come back to the house of worship and fulfill his God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And all those that have gone astray for whatever reason, draw them back to you, Heavenly Father, that they will continue to be able to be used by you, that they will fulfill their own God purpose in the earth, that you get the glory in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we pray that your word will go forth on tomorrow in every door of worship and where your word is going to go forth. Where people are gathering together in the house of worship on tomorrow all over the land, moved by your spirit, where your word is going forth, even through social media outlets, Heavenly Father, on tomorrow that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray now, Lord, that you will continue to bless this worldwide ministry platform and every listener that faithfully tunes in. The new listeners and all those that faithfully tuned in at all times, whether it's by phone or through social media outlets, continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that would give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, know that I love you, but guess what? Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.